Many Sudanese refugees are marking this World Refugee Day at Gorom Refugee Camp near Juba. Refugee Tandil Ali Babakir says living conditions have deteriorated significantly since they arrived at the camp a year ago.
The living condition here in the camp is very bad. From the side of health, I am here with my family and we are suffering. We are 10 in family and what we get is not enough. It is only enough for a week and not for a month. 23,000 a month is not enough.
Fighting broke out in Khartoum in April 2023 between the Sudan Armed Forces, led by General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan, and the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces under General Mohamed Abdan Dagalo. The fighting has displaced some 10 million people, including around 1.9 million in neighboring countries. Ali Babakir says, aside from the lack of food and health services, her education has been shattered.
I am a university student. Because of war, I came here to Gorom. I am not able to continue with my education. And I have 6 months without any education. I am a second-year student in the College of Medicine, and I could not find opportunity to resume my studies.
Ibrahim Zakaria, another refugee student, says there are no secondary schools in the camp, and schools in Juba are too far away to attend.
The most challenging things that, you know, I face or I'm facing in the refugee camp here, only about the education. Since I came, I tried my best so as to get my education level, but I didn't get anything because there is no secondary school here. We have only primary school. I was in secondary too. I stopped there because of war. If there was no war, I think I would have right now done something.
Juliette Mirekeisoni is the deputy country representative for the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Mary Kay Sony says the refugee agency is struggling with funding issues to meet the needs of the refugees, but encourages them to focus on livelihood activities to sustain their families.
Indeed, the services are limited, but that does not mean that we keep quiet. As you see here, we continue knocking on doors of donors, looking at the possibility to continue to support you here in a refugee camp, not only here in South Sudan, worldwide. Let's work together. We have to think outside the box. How can we make our life better?
Dud Akol, the Director General at the South Sudan Commission for Refugee Affairs, says the government is working with UNHCR to ensure that all refugees in the country are safe and as comfortable as possible.
As the people of South Sudan, we don't have much, but we want the refugees to access our national health facilities in Juba, in Yambio, in Maban, in any of the areas that are hosting refugees. For the livelihood activities, we would like to provide more land to the refugees. Currently, we are giving 15,000. That will increase to 50,000 acres to all the refugee hosting areas.
Akol says South Sudan is a home to over 460,000 refugees from Sudan, Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burundi. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.